Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we have Devin Nunez on the program from Truth Social. We dive into a lot of different topics and issues with him, including what is Durham up to. We'd love to get an update on that. I think you'll enjoy that. We also talk about the southern border. We do not lose focus on that critical issue and so much more. Email us your thought, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. At tpusa.com, you can come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit, which I highly recommend you attend. It's tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS. Candace Owens and Kaylee McEnany and more will be in Dallas for our Young Women's Leadership Summit. So check it out at tpusa.com/YWLS. Again, if you want to support this program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The story we cover quite a lot. It's a theme, but it's an important theme. We're not going to stop talking about it just because it remains chaotic, but it's a drumbeat. We have to keep on diving into it, give you the latest, tell you what's happening. It's the entire civilization will be determined on whether or not we can manage this issue or hopefully or prayerfully solve this issue. And of course, it is the invasion of our country. Our country is being invaded every single day, invaded by cartel forces that are subsidizing the movement of millions of illegal people into our country, the breaking and entering into the United States of America. And it's only getting worse. Now, this is all around this particular issue. You're going to hear this a lot, and I'll just kind of tell you plainly what it is. It's called Title 42. Title 42 is a loophole. We've admitted it before, and Title 42 is really the only thing we have at our disposal right now that is a carryover from the Trump administration to the Biden regime that allows the Biden administration to deport illegals, even though they don't want to, because Title 42 is still in place. So Title 42 is basically saying if you come from a country where COVID rates or infectious diseases are high, we can expel you from the country. Now, despite Title 42, our invasion still continues to worsen. But Title 42 is one of the few things that is keeping this not to be just beyond catastrophic. It's the worst it's ever been, but just like unthinkably catastrophic. And also that is deterring future people from coming because there still is a chance you might get deported if you get into the arms of Border Patrol. So Secretary Mayorkas is largely to blame for this. But of course, Joe Biden, they want open borders. They do not want to police the southern border. They want to change the country. They want more people, more obedient voters, more low-wage workers, and to try to obviously decrease American domestic wages here because major corporations want that. And it all fits their political agenda, which helps them with the U.S. Census, amongst many other things. Now, the media goes nuts when you talk about this. They say, you're talking about the Great Replacement. No, we're not. A replacement theory, whatever they call it. That's nonsense. We're using the Democrats' own words against them. From the Castro brothers to Democrat strategists, they have repeatedly said that they do not believe that under the current makeup, America will go in the Democrat direction. The Castro brothers bragged on cable television that because of demographic change and because of a porous southern border, Texas will eventually become a Democrat state. Now, thankfully, this woke stuff has been a phenomenal slowdown in the Democrats' attempt to take over the Hispanic community. You go woke, you might lose Hispanics. Hispanics don't like the idea. Hispanics are not exactly open-minded to this idea of men becoming pregnant, or having segregated black dormitories, or transition closets for children. Hispanics are very socially conservative, and this runs contrary, in fact, it runs against the conventional wisdom that many Republican establishment people say, the way we're going to win over Hispanics is just talking about lower taxes, speaking Spanish to them, and amnesty. That's actually not true. They want order, not chaos. They want social values that are in alignment with traditional Central American and South American Catholic values, and they're very Catholic populations. Cut 30, as Biden prepares to lift Title 42, NBC reports that 170,000 migrants, I don't even like that word migrants, they're criminals. As Biden prepares to lift Title 42, NBC reports that 170,000 criminals are waiting in Mexico to illegally cross the southern border. 170,000 criminals in a holding pattern. Now, if we had a president, which we don't, that loves the country, which he doesn't, we could easily solve this. Threaten tariffs, mobilize the National Guard. Why is it that we haven't mobilized American troops to the southern border? It's because our leaders don't actually care about the southern border like you do. You see the drugs, you see the crime, you see the criminals. You see the wages going down. You see the deteriorating infrastructure. But for them, they get their private jets and their gated communities, and they want to turn America into a colony and make it no longer be a country. Cut 30, please.
For more than 2 years, many migrants have been denied entry because of Title 42, a public health policy enacted during the pandemic by the Trump administration, which expedited deportations back to Mexico. U.S. officials tell NBC News 170,000 migrants are waiting in Mexico, ready to cross, while the White House lifts the Title 42 restriction on May 23rd.
I mean, they have all these pictures of these people crying. Like, you're a criminal. Stop crying, honestly. Like, go back to your country. Give me a break. Cut 29, Kevin McCarthy is asked, are we going to begin impeachment proceedings against Secretary Mayorkas? Play cut 29.
If Republicans win the House in the midterms and you become the Speaker, are you going to begin impeachment proceedings against the secretary?
Look, we sent a letter to the secretary. We not only just sent a letter to the secretary to ask, what is his plan? We're 30 days out. When I talk to the community leaders, they are worried. The mayor is worried. This is his moment in time to do his job. But at any time, if someone is derelict in their job, there is always the option of impeaching somebody.
Impeach Mayorkas. I've said that all along. If you go back, I say, forget about Biden. Start impeaching that Secretary of Education criminal, Garland, and Mayorkas. Go after the inner workings of the regime. Go a step, go deeper. Deep state, not just the surface level. I like to hear that. Jen Psaki was asked about this, and she confirms the Biden administration is expecting, quote, an increase in people coming to the border. But they have a six-part plan. They want them to come into the country. This invasion is sponsored, subsidized, and supported by the Biden regime. Play cut 46.
I believe that there will not be a surge as a result of Title 42 being lifted.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security has projected that there could be an increase in people coming to the border, and that's why they've had a six-part, multi-part plan and proposal and policy they've been implementing for months now to prepare for that.
They want this to happen. There's no plan. There's nothing. Mayorkas, cut 47, saying that, well, look, we're going to expect a surge. Play cut 47.
Oh, I think to answer the other part of your question, I think all intelligence suggests that there will be a large increase in the border. Yes.
Which they are excited about. They want it. It fits their aims and their ambitions. But there's a little glitch here. Progressives in the media are beginning to lose Texas Hispanics in a war against history. 72% of Texas Hispanics view the story of Texas history as their story, including the Texas Revolution, the Alamo, along with the image of the Lone Star State. Now, I do not believe that just because Hispanics are trending in our direction, is that some sort of like, hey, we might as well open up the borders. That's insane, okay? What I'm saying, though, is that it's not as easy as they thought it would be, which is exactly why they're pushing legal immigration in addition to this, because looks like the Hispanics are actually skewing. They're still predominantly Democrat, but not by much. It's only like 10. It's only a 10-point gap now, and that gap is narrowing. And I just want to give you a prediction here. I believe in the foreseeable future, we are going to see Democrats lose the Hispanic vote in certain areas across the country. Phoenix is a different area. I don't know what is going on in Phoenix, but in Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, they are feeling it every single day. Now, there might be some different demographic, and I've heard this argument before, of the parts of Mexico they come from. I don't know enough about that. We probably could have an expert there, that kind of how that plays out. I do know that Central and South American Hispanics, Cubans, people from the Dominican Republic, from Haiti, they're super conservative. They're fundamentally culturally different than people from Central and South America, and I would imagine trying to, you know, paint an entire continent with a broad brush is not just incorrect. It's imprudent. And so I bet there are differences of political views and religious views based on what part of Mexico they come from, what part of Central and South America they come from. I've heard that nuance articulated a couple times before, but not totally built out. So we'll have to have somebody walk us through that. But what we do know is the RGV, the Rio Grande Valley, is trending very far to the right. Arizona, we're not really sure yet with the Hispanic community, but the poorest southern border continues. Now, it could be something of why people are crossing. We know that there's a lot of agricultural illegal invasion that happens in Yuma. And we got to stop talking about immigration. It's not. It's the illegal invasion problem. When you go and see it for the first hand, when you do, it's really something. California Hispanics are turning more to the right. In fact, they were the only demographic to overwhelmingly support the recall of Gavin Newsom, whereas white liberals, they liked Gavin Newsom. Something to think about there. In America, the people are sovereign. You know that when you study the Constitution. You don't have to study it. You can just look at it. And my go-to place for the news, my go-to place for what's happening at a deeper level is Hillsdale College. Look, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever. It's not just over policies, but what will improve our beautiful country. Now, people are debating whether America is great at all. And look, I got to say, Hillsdale, they go right into it. They have imprimis. And they send it to you, and it's unbelievable. We get it sent here to our office. I read every single word. Hillsdale College, run by the great Dr. Larry Arn, and they have imprimis, which is a digest of liberty, and it's so important. Imprimis looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, Mark Stein, and Christopher Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis absolutely for free. And I know a lot of you are saying, how do I make sense of all the news? How do I make sense of all this nonsense? Well, Imprimis is the way to do that. And I always look forward to receiving Imprimis, my friends at Hillsdale College, and I want you to get a free subscription. It is free. They send it to your house. So you just go to charlie4hillsdale.com. Maybe you've been to charlie4hillsdale.com. Well, it looks different right now. It's just a sign up for Imprimis landing page. That's charlie4hillsdale.com, charlie4hillsdale.com. I can't say enough good things about Hillsdale College. They are a special institution. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com. Portions of this program, The Charlie Kirk Show, are brought to you in part by Hillsdale College, charlie4hillsdale.com. Interesting article here, which is from the New York Times. Republicans sense an opportunity in Nevada's restless Latino voters. I totally agree with this. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and her allies unveiled their first paid ads of the 2020 election cycle. The Nevada Democrats intended her audience was clear, the state's quarter of a million Latino voters, a critical swing vote. Majority Ford, the nonprofit arm of the Democrat Super PAC, has a Spanish language ad that said "Keep Protecting," airing on Telemundo. It hails Cortez Masto for her work as a Nevada attorney general and in the Senate to fight sex trafficking rings and protecting our children. Yeah, right. It's fine. Democrats protecting our children. That's funny. There's a huge opportunity here to be able to win over Hispanic voters. Republicans are beginning to go in the right direction. Talk about children. Talk about values. Talk about life. Talk against the transgender alphabet mafia stuff. Hispanics don't like any of it. Hispanics are very pro-police. They do not like racial disharmony either. Let's go to cut 50. When Biden was asked about Title 42, he just starts rambling about a Department of Justice appeal on airplane mask mandates. Play cut 50.
First of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if in fact it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we'd be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42.
It's just complete meandering. He's obviously not in charge. We know that. Elizabeth Warren is talking. Now, the thing about that's interesting about Warren and Bernie Sanders is that if the socialists were smart, and thankfully they're not, the socialists could be very, very popular if they were socialists with even an inkling of national pride or gratitude. A socialist who says we need to put our country first by taking money away from billionaires and restricting immigration and having strong trade deals, which is what Bernie Sanders used to say, which would be more of a nationalist socialist, would be very popular right now. But an internet, the tension between national socialism and international socialism has always existed. But now the international socialists have won. They want the one world order, great reset. And Bernie Sanders, deep down, I think actually still is a national socialist, just he's not actually in charge. He just takes orders. Now, Warren, I actually think is sympathetic to us on the border. Deep down, I think she does want to put people first. I mean, I think she wants to put working people first and all that stuff. I mean, you just read her early literature, albeit she's kind of a commie, but she really does. I mean, in her early economic writings, Elizabeth Warren seems to at least have the appearance of a fondness or a soft spot for declining wages and how hard it is to start families. Now Warren is all in on the internationalist global agenda, same with Bernie Sanders. So the abstract kind of anti-team reality intellectual community has won on every front, including in immigration. Play cut 49.
Look, Title 42 is not consistent with our values, and it doesn't keep us safer. The Biden administration is putting plans in place to deal with people who are asking for amnesty and humanitarian relief at the border.
Not consistent with our values. It's so funny. Warren and Bernie used to be the most, not Warner herself, but her community. Bernie in particular used to be the most hawkish. You know, Cesar Chavez used to send thugs and goons around California to beat up illegals. It used to be a position of the Democrat Party that porous and open borders are hurting working people and hurting legal immigrants. Now, how and why did that change? Well, it changed because the international socialists, the globalists, the intellectual types, they won the argument. They completed the takeover of the entire party, and there is no space, largely because space for that kind of viewpoint, largely because that is rooted in what we call wokeism, right? It's rooted in what we call kind of CRT or critical legal theory, where identity to your country is something that's wrong and we must deconstruct that. Elizabeth Warren, it's not consistent with our values. It's not consistent with our values to punish theft and illegal entry. It's really interesting. So Elizabeth Warren, you got to answer this to me. Why were you okay with trying to lock up people that illegally entered the Capitol for the rest of their life, but you say it's against our values to not lock up people that illegally enter our nation and our country? Why is that? Why is Elizabeth Warren okay calling it an insurrection when someone walks into the Capitol building who's a veteran and takes a selfie of themselves, but a narco drug criminal, child sex trafficking, fentanyl carrying vigilante, well, it's not against our values to deport them? No, no, no. What you mean, and you're just saying it differently, you're camouflaging your intentions, Pocahontas, is this, is that it's against the best chances of the Democrat Party. Hey, everybody. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. He found the best towel company right here in America. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. It's a six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, made with USA cotton. They're soft yet absorbent, regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code KIRK. Call 1-800-875-0425 for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener square, MyPillow.com. With us right now is the man behind what is the number one app in the App Store. And no, we do not have Elon Musk with us. It is Devin Nunez, who is behind Truth Social. Devin, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hey, Charlie. Great to be with you, and great to be at number one in the App Store. It's exciting times for free speech here.
Yeah, so we're posting with regularity on Truth Social. So I just got to ask you, what's your reaction? Elon takes over Twitter. One of the reasons that you guys started Truth is just kind of out of the whole lack of speech acceptance in Silicon Valley. So what's your immediate reaction to all of this?
Well, look, we're excited about this. right? We were sitting there. I was sitting in Congress, running around the country, talking about big tech, how we were being silenced, how we were being censored. And I was the first to go to Rumble, which I know you're also on Rumble, mm-hmm. Charlie. And I was one of the first to go to Parler. And I got to see firsthand, I got to live it. I got to see the censorship, because once I was free of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, and I saw how I just went up like a rocket ship on these two new platforms that no one had ever heard of before. And so none of this really surprises me. I came on board in January. President Trump really wanted to, give the American people their voice back, open up the internet. And we wanted to make sure that what we come out with was uncancelable. So our goal was by, take the first quarter, do beta testing, which, thank you. You were very, very helpful in all of that in helping us, post. We had, people from all over the country that were part of this. And, people kept signing up. We had a waiting list. And then we finally, working with Rumble, using the Rumble Cloud with their technology, where we can't be canceled. We're not reliant on any of these big tech companies, not one. And that's the one advantage that we have, is that we're going to be the safe place. You're never going to have to worry about anyone canceling us, because everything is kept very, very tight with non-woke companies. And so I think what you're seeing now is kind of the vision that Donald Trump, myself, and others have had, which is it's real simple, Charlie. We just want to give people their voice back, open the internet back up. We're trying to have a high quality product. We're trying to take the best of what Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook do, put it into a very easy app to use. That's our goal. That's what we're building that can't be shut down. It's about that easy. And now that people are all on, we're only a few days into this, but it looks like people are enjoying the app because we're building a strong community here.
So how, if at all, does the Elon kind of factor change your strategy?
It doesn't change our strategy at all. I mean, we're all for this, right? I mean, our goal as a company is to open the internet back mm-hmm. up, give people their voice back. If you can take one of the bad apples and, stop the rot, so to speak, it helps. In terms of Twitter, I mean, it's pretty obvious that just by the engagement that people that are on both platforms are getting, we already have more engagement for almost everyone that's on both platforms. Most people have left Twitter already. The same goes for Instagram. People are still on Instagram. Instagram is a very successful company, has 100 plus million Americans or more that are on it. That's our marketplace. Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, that's where the people are. That's where the users are. That's what we have to market to. Twitter is a global press release wire. But that's about all it is. I don't really view it as a competitor. So we actually, we want to see it succeed, for all practical purposes. We want to see the rot stopped, and hopefully Elon can get in there and fix it. I guess the devil's in the details. I don't know how long it's going to take him to take control of the company, to weed out a lot of bad things that happen. But, we want to be as helpful as we can to any company out there that wants to be for free speech and not be cancelable. That's what Truth is trying to do. Truth Social is trying to. We want to be the rising tide that lifts all boats. Right? Anybody who doesn't want to be woke and doesn't want to be canceled, we're here to help.
Yeah, and we need competitors. One of the reasons we got in the mess that we were in is that Twitter was fine in 16, 17, and then it changes. So we need the kind of marketplace and let it play out. So let me ask you: the president has said he's not going back to Twitter. When will he start posting on Truth? I'm hearing very soon.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's up to him, right? It's we want to make sure that every single day we get better at what we're doing. We want to make sure we're completely secure. But look, he could do it at any point. He said yesterday that he's going to do it in the next week, and my guess is it will be in the next week. But first of all, if I knew, Charlie, I wouldn't tell you or couldn't tell you, but I actually don't know. So. It could be at any time. I mean, you know, the president, he likes surprises, but look, he's excited. He wants to be on the platform. I mean, he's getting to see Dan Scavino's on the platform. He's there with the president a lot. So the president gets to see all the comments, everything that's happening. And he wants on. I mean, he and I talked to him this morning. I mean, he really wants to get on the platform.
Yeah, I joke around with him. I say, you know, you made Jack Dorsey a billionaire many times over. I'm glad he now gets to kind of get in on the action. I mean, for years, Twitter was just going down and just totally saved the company and made it more relevant, I should say, than ever. And then Elon kind of goes in with that major, you know, major purchase. So, so Devin, I want to ask you just kind of about a couple other things here. So I want to ask you about the media's reaction to speech. What do you think it says about kind of the kind of dependency the regime has on censorship? You know, this shouldn't be controversial. Elon buys a company. Okay, whatever. But I mean, you experienced it. I experienced it. But they need to be able to shut us up. Isn't that one of the reasons why what you're doing is so important?
Yeah, I think the key word you use there is regime. You know, we've got 95% of the supposed news in this country. I call them fake, you know, fake news, like many people do. But, you know, they're basically owned by oligarchs. You know, many of these companies are owned by oligarchs. Many of them happen to be tech oligarchs. And so there's really no independent media anymore in this country. It's been, you know, since I got involved in politics, you know, 20 years ago, I mean, it just sped up so rapidly. And then you take on top of that, like you said, when you have these woke tech tyrant companies that essentially in 16, after President Trump won, they decided to essentially be completely political, so much so that Facebook put in nearly $500 million of their money to back Democrat and left-wing candidates. Let's just call it what it is. So, I mean, look, I don't think you can take them seriously, Charlie. I mean, I think you know what the reactions are going to be because they have no soul, no moral compass. If you say, you know, like right behind me, you know, the sun's out right now here in Florida, there's blue skies, you know, a few clouds in the air, and they will just look you in the eye and they will tell you it's dark outside and they don't care. I mean, they just don't care.
That's right.
It's frustrating, but, you know, going through the Russia hoax, the impeachment hoax, being with this company just for the last 3.5 months, you know, how many days have you seen over the last, over, you know, since essentially this company was started? Every single day, all you heard was, you know, it's, you know, they suck. They're the worst. Everybody hates it. And yet the whole time, and as you know, as we were doing the beta testing, we were growing. I mean, during beta testing, we surpassed Twitter. During beta testing, we had people surpass Instagram. I mean, it's powerful stuff that I was out there communicating, and yet you would see 30, 40, 50 fake news stories, which, by the way, owned by tech oligarchs, okay? They were writing stories to say how bad we suck. So, you know, I've been used to it the last 5 or 6 years. So, but now that we're fully launched on the Apple App Store, look what's happening. We're number one, and yet it's crickets out there. It's crickets. I don't think they know what to do exactly, Charlie, because they don't know. They're really pissed off about Elon Musk buying Twitter, and they don't know what to do with us because we're number one. We're actually ahead of Twitter. I think they're having a total meltdown, which is why I think yesterday was so good. I mean, what a better day than for all these years. They said, well, you guys are conservatives, you're business people. Why don't you just go build your own company? So we go build our own company and they just attack us. Elon Musk builds his own company, then goes and buys an existing company. I mean, it's really it's really incredible. It kind of shows you, just like I said, that's really not blue sky and sunshine out there, Charlie. It's actually nighttime. Forget what you're seeing.
And that they need it to be that way for their agenda to try to be pushed forward. So, but I want to ask you, though, about Apple. I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I can't remember if we've covered it. You know, you're number one in the Apple App Store. What's to prevent Apple from just executing a parlor against you guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, there really is a danger. I think the difference is, though, that Apple is not as, you know, they're not where the other companies are. In terms of, and I'm not saying they don't have a big monopoly in the marketplace, but look, we're just beholden to them. I mean, it's the bottom line. Millions of people have iPhones. And I think the difference is, you know, where we are differentiating ourselves that, you know, we want to be a family friendly place. We want to have actual humans that have accounts like we're doing. And I think you see that too on the platform. Our platform is very clean. We're not allowing some fat liberal slob dude to sit in his mom's basement and get paid hundreds of thousands of years, dollars a year by some tech left-wing tech oligarch that then controls 5,000 bot accounts on Twitter to then go and attack people they don't like. We're just not allowing that. So, and you know, we want free speech. We're not going to censure you politically, but we're not going to tolerate anybody who has fake accounts, bot accounts, spam accounts, and for sure no illegal activity. Now, you know, that's one of the challenges that we're going to have is they're constantly trying to vector in to our platform and put up illegal content. And so it's one of the things that you know, we're going to continue to develop the technology. So we have sensitive covers. You've probably seen it on our live. It's just a button if you don't, but we put up a little sensitive shield over a post. You can hit the button and it'll bring it down. But, you know, you're probably going to see some type of vulgarity, something like that. We're working through it. Sometimes it's a little too sensitive, but that technology will get better over time. So I guess the bottom line is, you know, we have a great relationship with Apple. We want a family-friendly atmosphere. We don't want to be like these other social media platforms. And not speaking ill of any of them. We just want to have a clean platform. And that's basically what Apple wants to see happen.
It's really out of control. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Your cash is getting sucked right out of your wallet with higher prices on gas, groceries, practically everything. Look, you got to take charge of your money right now. So here's a principle that we say. Don't use the big banks that hate you. Bank of America is canceling conservatives. A team member that we have at Turning Point USA literally just had his bank account shut down by Bank of America. Literally no longer allowed to use Bank of America because of his politics. True story. So when you want to consolidate your debt and use equity in your home to do so, to lower your monthly expenses, you have to use my friends, Andrew and Todd, at andrewandtodd.com. You have to know what you're going through. So look, I just had dinner with Andrew and Todd in Orange County. We had a great time. They love the Lord. They know the Bible super well. They're ethical. They're beautiful people. They really are. They're wonderful. And Andrew and Todd aren't brokers. They're bankers who handle your refi loan personally from start to finish. And they're always in your corner. In fact, they're helping me with a problem right now. Just all this nonsense with interest rates and all this are helping me clarify it. They're phenomenal to work with. They're responsive. They're Christians. They're conservative. It's andrewandtodd.com to beat inflation by lowering your monthly expenses and protect your greatest asset, your home. So don't use these woke banks. Bank of America, again, my team member, I'm not going to say his name. You guys know him. He's been on our show. Literally, Bank of America sent him a note saying, "We are no longer allowing you to bank with us." Boom, like that, all because of politics. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage share your values. I trust them. That's why I work with them. I hang out with them casually, and I've got to know them really well. They'll treat you right, and that when you use them, you're not using Citibank or Chase or these people that hate your values, that believe in this trans nonsense. Don't use those banks, diversity, equity, inclusion banks. Nope. Andrew and Todd at andrewandtodd.com. So just write that down right now. Write it in your phone. You might say, "Oh, Charlie, I don't need to refinance or whatever." Well, maybe you will 2 months from now. Maybe you young millennials out there, maybe the millennials listening to our show, my fellow millennials, you're going to buy a home soon. Maybe you're getting married and you want to buy something. It's andrewandtodd.com for a quick mortgage checkup. Use the equity in your home before it's too late. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Stop giving money to people who hate you. Andrewandtodd.com love the Lord. They love America. And they're great friends. So I encourage you to use them as your go-to partner for anything mortgage-related. Stop using the banks who hate you, andrewandtodd.com. You think more indictments are coming? How high up does this go when it comes to John?
Well, we've always known how high up it goes. It goes back to the Clinton campaign, the DNC.
Well, no, not the campaign, but to her. Do you think it goes to her?
Well, it for sure goes to her. I think the question is what did she know? When did she know it? Did she give any orders? And plus the top people at the DNC, they all had to know this was going on. Just depends. And so did the dirty cops, by the way, at the FBI and the DOJ. So the question is who knew what when? And I think, you know, once these guys have to really stare down an actual prosecution, a trial, will they just keep their mouth shut and go to and serve jail time for the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and the dirty cops, or will they chirp? It also, I think, what you've seen come lately, and Charlie, I apologize because I've been just a little bit busy here the last few days, but there's been some major bombshells that have dropped from the Durham indictments and this current fight with the Clinton lawyer. And I actually have not read all of the documents, but what I see so far, it seems like there are a lot of smoking guns in terms of emails directly linking the fraud that was being committed between the DOJ or FBI, DNC, et cetera, Infusion GPS. But it's hard for me to speak directly onto it until I actually have time to review all the documents. And I hope you can you accept my apology here. I normally, usually up on the Russiagate hoax, but right now we've just been a little busy over here at Truth Social.
Yeah, that's all right. You're forgiven because you broke the entire thing open, which people have to remember. I have difficulty keeping up with it too, and just getting all the actors straight. You got Sussman, you got Bruce and Nelly Orr. It's almost like intentionally confusing because they think people will lose interest when it's actually the opposite.
I think it's, Charlie, it's actually because, we had 14 criminal referrals involving dozens of people. So there were a lot of people that were involved in this at some periphery. Now, the challenge is we know through our, we built circumstantial evidence cases, right? So, which, all amounted ultimately to conspiracy. And that's really the challenge, though. Conspiracy is hard to get an indictment on. But once you do, it really goes out and it's got, a long, wide web, right, that it casts. So that's going to be the question. It seems to me like Durham knows it's there, knows it happened, has seen what we've had. He's went out and got direct evidence linking all these cast of bad actors together. But, you ultimately got to get one of them to sing on the other to get that direct evidence that could really bring some big time prosecutions down on those who really had to be in the know in this. And that would have been the people at the top level, the Clinton campaign, DNC, and at the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Yeah, I'm seeing that we're getting closer and closer to that. Durham has been going about this methodically and kind of piece by piece. And, a year ago I said, where is Durham? Where? And it seems as if it's ramping up. How do you think on timeline,
Well, I was the only one. I was kind of standing out there by myself. I was defending Durham. And really, I was about the only guy defending Durham. Even one of our lead investigators, Kash Patel, who helped us, who helped our team, on this, kind of uncovering this Russia hoax. All of us, I was about the only one that still had faith. And the reason I had faith in what was happening is because it's the first large scale investigation, with a special prosecutor in my lifetime. And I would say even going back to the Clinton special prosecutor back in the 90s, even that one had leaks. There were constant leaks. It was constantly games in the press. With Durham, you've heard zero. All you hear are the crickets in the background. And I always thought that was a very good sign that he was doing his work. And now the question is really just going to be, what can they find the direct evidence on, and can they bring, conspiracy charges?
Any odds on what you think?
Look, I have to hope for the best. I think the country is really depending on Durham. I think a lot of what happened yesterday with Elon Musk buying Twitter, with us being number one on the App Store here at Truth Social, it's a big day. At the same time, though, that's about opening the internet, giving people their voice back.
Yep.
But we also have to have the dirty cops, DOJ, FBI have to be reformed, and this is going to be something that could do it.
We'll see. Go download Truth Social, everybody. Devin, God bless you, and keep up the great
work. Thank you.
We're going to help you however we can. Okay? Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.